history of Sunday, Monday, Tuesday?
Why not Monday first?
For the sun.
God created the earth. Bible. God started on a Monday. He created the earth, it says in the Bible in the Old Testament. And it took him 7 days, or 6 days. And on the seventh day he rested. But still there is some dispute whether he started on a Sunday or a Monday. So the Jewish, the Hebrews, they hold the Sabbath on a Saturday. And the Christians and the Catholics, they have the Sabbath on the Sunday. But on the seventh day, God rested after creating the heavens and the earth.
It was always considered very bad to engage in any type of work on the Sabbath day. Only it was used only to
go fishing,
glorify the Lord.
Now the post office is closed on Saturday and open all day on Sunday.
Would that change?
Yes. They're open on the Sabbath.
My point is, if the moon is the first planet nearer, why they did not start Monday? The sun is after, then Sunday. This is the proof that first sun, then moon, not that. The description in the Bible, one after another, 16,000 miles apart. First of all, sun, then moon, then this one, Mars. Yeah, like
Mars is above the moon.
Yeah.
But the scientists wouldn't even agree that the sun is the first created.
He's accepting them as scientists. You can accept them. Why the sun is first? Well, from they have gotten.
That's gotten from Greek mythology.
And Greek, well, they got it.
Some of the days are named after different demigods. Wednesday is named after a god named Woden.
Where the god is demigods?
From Greek mythology.
Greek mythology, that's all I know. Where they got?
Well, they say they made it up.
They made it up.
But all knowledge comes from the Vedas.
Huh?
All knowledge comes from the Vedas.
Yes. Greek history is about 3,000 years. During the time of Maharaj Parikshit's grandson. So Maharaj Parikshit was the grandson of Yudhishthir. And Yudhishthir ruled over 5,000 years ago. So the Jajati Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Yudhishthir's grandson is Parikshit. His son is Dharmendra, and his son is Jajati, and his son started Greek and Roman Empire. So therefore, the Greek history is not more than 3,000 years. Maharaj Jajati banished his two sons to the European quarters, Mlecha Javan, Later on, they became Jabbar. From Vedic culture, deviate. This is the issue.
He sent them there for conquering?
Huh? No.
He sent
He gave him that. He take that place.
Oh, this is your kingdom.
Yeah. All the world, was emperor.
Yeah.
The Maharaj, Yudhishthira, and the family. Sasagara. Sasagara means including all the oceans. That means the whole world. There was one flag only during the time of Maharaj Parikshit. And he first saw the cow killing, maybe in Africa or in Arabia. One black man was trying to kill a cow. Maharaj Parikshit was on tour and immediately he punished him. That is Kali. The black man means Africa or where other place, black man.
Somebody, there are some natives Asia also, Southeast Asia.
Arabia? No. Arabians are not black.
Not generally, they're not so black. Indonesians are black.
No.
Africa is about the only place, other than some islands.
Yeah. Africa is.
Yeah. Aborigines here also.
They have black natives here also, Australia.
They are all descendant of the sand.
Did the Greek civilization follow the Vedic culture?
Oh, yeah.
Yes?
They were worshipping demigods from the Veda.
They didn't have a very high standard.
The Vedic mantra, there is mention of so many demigods, how they were born. You do not know the meaning.
No, we're just chanting.
How one after another, how one is born after that. That is how the Brahmanas were there, Kshatriyas were there, everything. Mm. This Vedic mantra means the history of human society. And the origin is God. Other mantras wherein it is stated, Eko Narayana Asit, only Narayana was there. Like that, Lord Shiva, not Brahma. Later on they came. And he first cites the mantra, Vande Mahapurushate Charanarayana. Shiva Virinchin Uttam. Shiva means Lord Shiva. And Virinchin is Brahma. All of them offer respect to Narayana. Indian astrology was taken by the Arabians first. The 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, these figures are taken from India. Up to 9, then 0. Then you make all mathematical calculations.
The Arabic numerals came from India?
Yeah.
Oh.
First of all, they took 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
The Romans had a very complicated system.
If you write 1975, it will become so big.
Yeah, some 20 letters.
This Sunday, Monday means first sun, then moon. Where they are going? They are going to hell, not in the moon. This Vedic description is right. Because first study Sunday, then we offer Gayatri to the sun. The moon is after the sun, this is the proof. First Sunday, then Monday. If that calculation is 93 million miles from here and moon is 1,006,000, is still farther, then where they're going? If they simply follow strictly this moon expedition and they admit they have not gone, then the whole civilization will change. All wrong conclusion. But they will have to admit now. Now they are serious and they will have to say that they never went. They'll have to continue this, otherwise they'll be first before the world. They'll have to continue. Now they're in such a position.
They can't just stop and say, okay, now we...
If they stop, then they're failure.
Yeah. And then everyone and will complain, oh, you wasted billions of dollars.
Then they'll have the right information. But they'll never be able to go.
Just like Ravana could not reach the heavenly planets.
Huh?
Ravana, he could not reach the heavenly planets just by building the staircase.
That was his only demonic problem. He makes staircase. He said that why you are undergoing so much austerities to go to the heavenly planet. I shall make a staircase.
How high did he make it?
Huh?
How high did it go?
He never attempted. He simply bluffed. That's So demons' proposals are like that. Therefore, it is a common say in hearsay in India. Ravana Sargasini. The proposal is just like Ravan proposed to make a staircase to the heavenly. You are also very much advanced materially, very prosperous materially. Gold was very common thing. He brought gold from Brazil, the Savoy. His brother was king there in southern America.
Kumbhakarna?
No. Mahirama. Mahi means the earth. They used to go through the subway, through the earth. So other side there is another Rama. That is Mahirama.
He built the subway?
Yes. The subway is still there in Brazil. Somebody said.
Well, they found some parts of the subway there. Some big tunnel. They don't know where it goes, though.
Yes. That is from Ceylon to Brazil subway. Ravan civilization, Ramchandra spied some millions of years ago. That is in the Treta Yuga. The duration of Kali Yuga is about, say, 4 lakhs of years. And Dwapar Yuga, 8 lakhs of years. And then Treta Yuga, 12 lakhs of years.
About 2 million years ago, Treta Yuga.
Yes. No, why? 20 lakhs. 2 million. 2 million of years ago, the Ravan civilization was there. And he was so prosperous. He had aeroplane. The Zeppelin.
Jet plane?
Not jet. Zeppelin.
Oh, Zeppelin. With the air and gas inside.
Yes. His son's name was Meghdoot. He was flying above the cloud. Therefore, his name was Megh. Megh means cloud. They are so much advanced in civilization.
What kind of civilization was in South America at that time?
The same, right?
Advanced?
Therefore, these Mexicans, how do they resemble? Almost Indian.
They also eat food. They eat a food similar to the chapati.
Yeah.
Called cachapa.
Tortillas.
Chapati in Middle East also they eat.
Yes.
In Lebanon.
Tehran, we saw those big chapatis.
Yeah.
6 feet long.
Yeah, not good. One chapati is sufficient for the whole family. That's sold in the market. Purchased.
Very cheap, yeah. Only 3 or 4 cents a piece.
Okay.
Yeah.
They don't make much profit. That is the Oriental culture. They make little profit, they are satisfied. Still, in India, you find many hotels, very cheap, especially Mohammedan hotels. Still, by paying 8 annas, you can get full meal.
When Ravana was on the earth, was the whole earth populated, like Brazil and also the other parts of the world?
Yes. Everywhere population. This is a new theory of the rascals, that there was no civilization before 3,000 years. That's wrong. Everything was there.
So when Maharaj Jayati banished his sons to those kingdoms, they were already populated there.
Oh, yes.
They seem to be pretty much Kshatriya races.
And during Kurukshetra fight, all different kings joined, either to this party or that.
From all over the
it
world.
First great world war, Kurukshetra. the one king, Serbia. So he came from Serbia. Where is Serbia?
Siberia?
Serbia.
Oh, Serbia. That's Africa.
No, maybe, man. Then all the kings of the world, the giant, are at this particular. Friends, friendly country. Just like Krishna. He personally joined Arjuna, but he gave his soldiers to Duryodhana. It was family war. So the friends divided and joined him. It was sporting. But the Kshatriya fighting is sporting. They are football match. They did not take it as enemies. Just in the evening, they are friends. This party goes to that party goes to.
But while they were sporting,
it is a decision who will be king. That's all. Test of strength. Actually, it was not enemies. Let us fight, and who is strong, he will be king. That's all.
And the losers will go to the heavenly planets.
Yes. Anyone who dies in such fight, he goes to heavenly planets.
So they were not afraid of dying?
Huh?
They were not afraid of dying?
No. Why? They knew. I'm not going to die after the annihilation of this body. It was a common understanding. Not that such a man, a big man director, he says, no, I don't do it. Therefore I say the fourth class. In India still, even a common man, uneducated farmer, he believes. He believes in God, he believes in transmigration, he believes in his karma. These things which will take thousands of years to be learned by the Westerners in the common man of this state.
And all Krishna's soldiers were killed?
Huh?
All Krishna's soldiers were killed?
Yeah.
So Krishna fought against his own soldiers also.
But Krishna did not fight.
Oh, that's right.
He did.
But he led the fight.
He was chariot driver at the risk of being killed. The other party may kill the chariot driver to stop the progress of the enemy. They kill. They kill the horses, they kill the charioteer, then the person. So Krishna took the risk of being killed. Bhishma attacked him. He pierced his body with arrows.
Tribes in South America, the Aztecs, they were also worshippers of the sun god.
Yes.
They had very much gold. And the Spanish, they came and plundered the gold.
The Aborigines here, they have got any religion?
Where?
Here in Australia.
Do the Aborigines have any religion here?
Well, I mostly worship ghosts and spirits, I think. Trees.
Buteja.
Yes.
Gianti Bhutani Buteja. What is this UJB?
That's the license plate.
That's all right. But it's generally the city's name.
Perth usually has a U.
U.
Before the initials. I don't know why.
Generally, they make them all. Each one is a little bit different.
Was Mahi Ravana also a demon?
Yes.
What happened to him?
He was killed by Ramchandra.
He was called by his brother, wasn't he, to Ceylon in the battle?
No, he made a plan to kill Ramchandra.
Ramachandra made a plan?
No, Mayra. I mean, in that plan, he was killed.
Oh. It's such a amazing...
Indo-European civilization. The kings came from India and he developed. That word is called Indo-European civilization.
The scientists and the archaeologists are very amazed to find the structures, the buildings that they had in their civilization. They can't understand how they were built. Such huge pillars and gigantic stones. Put into place.
Similarly, the Jagannath Temple. They suggest that they manufacture and then they surround with sand, then further on. And when it is complete, the sand is taken out. Otherwise, how it is done? The sand is stacked this way. The temple is being manufactured and the sand is thrown all sand. And when it is finished, the sand is taken out.
Temple is manufactured in the sand.
No. As is yet. Just like they dig well. Yeah. They dig well. You begin immediately and then you dig the earth. And the structure goes down. Then again.
They are experts.
Labor is cheap. At times they are practically there. No labor cost. the present moment, on account of the factories, the labor cost has increased. Otherwise, the laborer, they had no sufficient employment. So, 2 annas, 4 annas. I was paying labor 4 annas, say, in 1930s, 4 annas. In Alara, I was paying 4 annas, he would work all day. In Bombay, 8 annas.
They also have the big structures in Egypt, the pyramids.
Perhaps they used sand also.
Yes.
They say that, the Greeks say that they built their buildings, they hired some very big men called Cyclopses, big giants, and they came and built all the buildings.
Yeah.
Such stories are in Mahabharata. The demons were engaged, giants and demons, for construction. And they are very good artists how to do it. Now we employ the first class men, so-called first class engineering. But they are meant for the demons and giants.
Well, that explains how they built such fantastic temples, yeah, and palaces.
Some people say, why don't we see any giants anymore today?
Yes. Yeah, so, okay. Africa. There are many guys.
Yeah.
Very high, very strong.
Where is that?
In Africa, some of the natives, very big.
Oh, yes.
8 feet tall.
Very tall.
Yes.
In South America also, they used to have the Amazons, a big race.
Didn't one demon construct a big parliament house for Krishna, the demon Maya? Or that for King Yudhisthira?
Mm-hmm. Astasiddhidas came back from Fiji. Astasiddhidas, when he came back from Fiji, he told us a story that the local people say that Kali, a snake, after he ran away, he lives in Fiji, in a big lake.
On top of a mountain.
That's the city song?
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, if you have a good night.
Does that street lead downtown?
Yes. To the factory areas also. No, Fremantle.
Where is the factory area?
Oh, about 10 miles down the coast. They have very big factories.
Huh?
Very bad pollution.
Oh.
Big factories down south.
Oh.
to one place called Fremantle. It's a little way down.
3 miles?
10.
10. To go and come.
To the factory?
That area.
It takes about 1 hour to go down there.
1 hour?
3/4 of an hour.
About 10 miles?
10 miles.
It's a lot of traffic.
Oh. What factories they have got?
Big, big steel factories.
Steel factories?
Yes. Also aluminium factories.
Aluminium. And you stay there, it's a problem. That man said?
Yes, he said the bauxite mineral, the multinational or international companies are exploiting, interested in exploiting the bauxite minerals to make much aluminum, aluminium.
Now aluminium is in great demand for manufacturing airplane. They're all manufactured from aluminium.
I think he was barking. When we walk in the city in Perth, the young people, many people, they say, Hare Krishna. They say, oh, there's Hare Krishna.
There is a newspaper clipping in the Bhagavad Gita. I saw.
Oh yes, that is mine.
Oh.
It was about 3 years ago.
Oh.
3 or 4 years ago. They put one article. A mogul was supposed to come over from Sydney. I was not even a devotee then. But still they put this article that there were 3 devotees in Perth chanting Hare Krishna.
That was because I was going to Indonesia and I stopped here on the way.
People in Perth, they have the books. About 1.5 years ago, we were over here and we were distributing the big Krishna books and the Bhagavad Gita. Many books.
So you are not distributing now?
Yes, we are still distributing. Only around Christmas in Perth. during the rest of the time of the year is not very crowded.
When we came over here, we stayed in a hotel before we found the house about 10 days ago. And when we came to the motel, the lady said, "Oh, someone has left this book here." And she gave us the Srimad Bhagavatam. Yesterday, the United States attacked and sank three Cambodian boats. They're fighting because the Cambodian communists, the new government, captured one United States freighter. So now they're beginning to try to take it back. The bus is empty again.
Very good bus.
Practically every one of these cars only has one person in it.
So actually they have not advanced technologically from the civilizations at Ravana's time.
That is not civilization. Technological advancement is not civilization. It is the advancement of Shudra knowledge. Real civilization is to advance in Brahma knowledge. If there are Brahmins, that is advanced. This is not advanced because they do not know what is advanced. They have no knowledge that I have to die and I have to accept another body after death. They do not know it. So long this body is there, they're trying to have very comfortable position. But they do not know that after this body, he has to accept another body. So how this technology will help him? If in this life, by technological advancement, you live very comfortably, your next life you become a dog, then where is that God? That they do not. suppose we have got visa for 2 weeks?
3 weeks, yes.
3 weeks. Like even Perth, I begin one big skyscraper building. And then after 3 weeks, I'm kicked out. Then is that very good intelligence? I know that I shall remain here for 3 weeks. And if I begin one skyscraper building, then during the time of constructing, or say after the construction is finished, I'm kicked out, then what is that interview? Just like Napoleon, he wanted to construct that arch, you have not seen.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. But he could not finish it. So, this is his intelligence. Such a big man, Napoleon, that is his intelligence. And not to speak of others. Everyone knows that I will have to die. And when death will come, nobody knows. At any moment it will come. So he will not be able to enjoy what he is doing, but he still is doing. And his real business is forgotten. His real business is to stop this birth and death process and go back to home, back to garden. That is his real business. Therefore they are called murhas. Navanga duskitina murha. So it is a civilization of the murhas, fourth class men.
Should the devotees think that any moment I can die?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a fact. Why they think? It is a fact. There is an English proverb. There's many dangers between the cups and the lips. You are going to drink tea. The distance is here is cup and here is lip. There may be many dangers. Suppose drinking tea, there is some choking within the throat and coughing, you die. You are so much under the control of nature. Little mistake will come, will cause your death. Little mistake. And condition like means we commit mistake. We are illusion. We cheat. And our knowledge is imperfect. This is condition like.
I telephoned that geographer yesterday to talk to him. And he said that what Swamiji said was true, but how can, he said, it will be very difficult to apply because most people, they're not interested. But he said it was very, he could understand that it was true what you were saying. He may also come again to talk more.
Yes, let him come. Let him come. People may take or not take. But he, an inquisitive gentleman, let him understand. People, we are preaching. Who is taking? Mass of people, they are not taking it. But still we are doing that. That is our duty. People may take or not take, but a God's servant must speak the truth. Just like Jesus Christ, he was crucified. Nobody took his words. But he did it. If people would have accepted his philosophy, then why he was crucified by the judges? And it was done by the judges Roman judges. So this is the position of the world. Socrates was killed because he said that there is soul. Defect of Western civilization. They want Vox Populi. What is that Vox Populi?
Voxite?
Vox Populi. You know this word?
Yeah. Latin.
Vox Populi.
Latin, yeah. People's vote.
Yeah.
The people may be asses, but still their votes will be taken. The Vox Populi. The fourth class, fifth class men, and they're giving vote. And the mistake is detected. Just like this Nixon was voted. And the mistake was detected. But still they follow the same process. Vox Populi. What is the value of the votes of the fourth class, sixth class man? Better one intelligent man, if he knows things, if he is liberatory, if he says this is right, that should be done. That is Vedic civilization. We are accepting Krishna. We are not accepting the Vox Populi. One person, the Supreme, that's all. This is our problem. We don't accept Vox Populi. All this Vedic literature is accepted not on the people's vote, but who is presenting? Vyasadeva is presenting, Krishna is presenting, Parasharmuni is presenting, therefore we accept. You cannot expect the mass of people very intelligent. That is not possible. So what is the value of their votes? If they are not intelligent. But in Western countries, this is the disease, Vox Populi. Socrates said there is soul and he was killed because Vox Populi was against him. Christ was killed because Vox Populi was against him. This is the defect of the Western civilization. During the lifetime of Christ, nobody accepted. When he was killed or crucified, then the other saintly persons, they gave their experience or they learned from Jesus Christ. Christ could not give any words. Some sporadic words were there and the Bible was made on that basis. Actually, the Bible is not the word, directly words of Christ.
That must be why it says, it says the Gospel according to John, the Gospel according to Mark.
Yes.
Even his disciples denounced him when they were going to crucify him. He said, "Oh, I do not know Jesus."
night I'm in jail. If you add many thousands of zero, does the value increase?
No.
It remains zero.
Big zero.
Then must be one, then it will increase zero. But one Krishna consciousness will make this material civilization 100 times important. And without Krishna consciousness, they are all jewels. Next life, supposing, hypothetically, I am going to be a dog, then what is this? But that you cannot say, no, I'm not going to be dog, because you do not know. You are under the, completely under the grip of material nature, and there are cats and dogs. How you can guarantee that you are not going to be dog? Krishna says, dehantara prapti, you will get another body. So how you can say that, no, I'm going to not going to be a dog? You cannot say, you are not independent. You cannot make your choice. Karmana adhivana trina. By your work, it will be decided by higher authorities. Then how you can say, no, no, I am not. There is no life. There is no. These are nonsense. Therefore, without this knowledge, all this material opulence, it is all zero. It may be some fact for 50 or 60 years. But the world is not for 50 or 60 years. But millions and millions of years.